ये आपने बताया जीवन में कृष्णा भक्ति रत्न भागीदार की पति है। अगर सौभाग्य क्रम से ऐसे रसिक भक्तों का अगर संगत में प्राप्त हो वह संगत द्वारा जीव को इतने महान भक्तों की प्राप्ति होती है जिसको द्वारा क्योंकि शुक्र से अति अलग है इसलिए हम लोग परिक्रमा लगा आते दर्शन करने आते हैं लेकिन अक्सर करके लोगों का जो भावना है
Many people are coming to have darshan of Giriraj, but they come with moods in accepting some material benefits from Giriraj Govardhan. Oh my, son should get married. Oh my, business is prosperous. I should be able to build a proper house. But after all, what he has given here, come to give here to us, Anapicharin Surah. Very rare are those persons who come to this place for that if Mahaprabhu came to give us to accept that. How will we be able to get these modes? Only if and that person who has his, only are taking the guidance of those persons who are totally absorbed in meditating on Siddhartha and Krishna. We are very fortunate that we have come at the foothills of Giriraj. Today, all you devotees, you have attained Maharaj Association, you have all come to take Maharaj Association, our Maharaj, Mahavidhi attained such power, such strength. Although Gurudev is eternally perfect, but still, as Father, she also provides some teaching to us. This our Gaudiya Math, this place where it is, made this Gaudiya Math, Maharaj is here. Nearby there used to be a home, two-story home, and Gurudev performed his very deep austerity, like the song used to chant, Chantyapurva Naam Gaan Nasibhi, they used to chant their fixed number of rounds every day, and they had limited their material needs. Taking the guidance of the Goswami, our Gurudev performed deep austerity that somehow he would collect some madhukari. Sometimes he would make some khichdi, a little khichdi, and he would perform that. Sometimes this place would get flooded. Till next, it would be flooded in the rainy season. But still, he would walk through this over-flooded land. And then the Gurudev performed deep austerities there. As a result of that sadhana, today, by his influence has expanded in such manner that all over the world, from all over the planet, you beings have come to taste the nectar of the lotus flower of Gurudev's bhakti.
Although
he is Rati Manjari in Krishna's pastime, Raghunath, but he is saying to Giriraj that please provide me residence at your foothills, all the Guru world. And all those devotees like Uddha, when they came to Braj, and the darshan of playing of the gopis, we cannot find the end, the height of the gopis' frame, where we saw Sanjal, Vajjal. When he had darshan of such high moods, his eyes became wide open in astonishment. Then he understood that although that the highest frame that there is in this world, it is this mood and affection frame of the gopi. And he's praying for the dust of the lotus feet of the gopi. And he's praying at the lotus feet of the gopi. He's praying at the dust. on Radharani's feet, who doesn't see, how can he again sustain? What is the process? What is the method? Then he saw, until and unless Viraji is not merciful. Why? Because he is rustic to what? He is the topmost amongst all the rustics. That's why Maharaj is also saying that he himself is Harida Varaya, the topmost of Hari, Lord's servant, and also the amidst servant of Krishna. Why? Because all those amorous pastimes which have been performed in each and every cave, along with Braj Gopis, when he has performed his amorous pastimes, who can enter these pastimes? Who can enter? Only those manjaris and dakis who are qualified, only they can have entrance into these pastimes. If he would not have been Haridasi, this Vidya Govardhan would not have been Haridasi, then how he would perform his amorous pastimes? So in one form, he is or she is Haridasi. And why did it become stone? Yesterday Maharaj was describing, he became stunned like a stone. If it doesn't become stunned, then sometimes, because he cannot perform his sweet amorous pastimes. That's why, also, just like the Hastika Sattvic Vikar, the eight hectic symptoms, amongst them, one is being stunned, where a person or the entity has a stunned, she is stunned, becomes completely stationary. So getting the touch of the lost lotus feet, he becomes stationary, stunned. And the grass growing on Vidya Govardhan are the hairs falling on end in ecstasy. These waterfalls are not waterfalls. These are tears flowing from Mira's eyes out of pain. These are the tears of pain flowing from eyes. When Krishna begins to walk on Giriraj, he as if Girirajji is providing its very tongue as carpet so that Krishna would not have to walk on sharp pebbles and thorns. How can you attain such high moves of prayer except for Giriraj's mercy? It's not possible. That's why Sri Giriraj Uddhavji, where did he reside himself? In Uddhavpur. A personality as exalted as Uddhavji. Krishna describes about this personality, Uddhavji, with these words. Oh, Uddhav, he says, you are so dear to me. Even my Brahma, Shankar, Lakshmi is also not as dear to me. Even my own brother, Baladev, is not as dear to me. You are, he is a Prematur devotee. He also desired at the second Vidya Govardhan has grasped the performance of prayers or austerities. And Naraji, he meditated on, heard about Krishna's pastimes, Ashtakaya pastimes. Then he understood the supremacy of the gopis' amorous pastimes. Then he is wondering that where can I attain this perfection? He also here, and Naraji near Giriraji and by the mercy of Giriraji, Naraji as gopi, he entered into these pastimes. So our Guruji also to teach us about the supremacy of Giriraj, he performed his bhajan at the foothills of Giriraj. And Guruji also attained his gopi form. He has one inconceivable, Giriraj Govardhan has an inconceivable form. Giriraj also has an inconceivable form. In one form, he is devotee also and Bhagawan also. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is sent to Raghunatha Swami and is offering this Giriraj Shila. Mahaprabhu said, oh Raghunath, I am providing this Giriraj Shila. This Giriraj is Krishna himself. When he gave Gunja Mala, he said, oh Raghunath, this is Radharani herself. So these words emanating from Mahaprabhu's lips, it is directly evident that this is Mahaprabhu. The Lord is directly Krishna. And here Radharani says, राधारानी होस्टल से दिस इज हरिदास महाराज जी डिस्क्राइबिंग ऑन दिस टॉपिक इन वन फॉर्म इट इज डिस्क्राइब्ड एज बीइंग भगवान कृष्णा हिमसेल्फ एंड इन अनदर फॉर्म राधारानी डिस्क्राइबिंग इज हरिदास और हरिदास ही मेड सर्वेंट नाउ व्हाट शुड वी एक्सेप्ट शुड वी एक्सेप्ट हरिदास एज कृष्णा और एज अ डिवोटी महाराज जी रिकंसाइल्स द स्टेटमेंट दैट बिकॉज़ वी आर आश्रय तत्व एंड ओनली बाय द मर्सी ऑफ आश्रय तत्व वी विल बी एबल टू अटेन दिस कृष्णा प्रेम So, this Ashra Tattva, what Radharani has described, we should accept that. I want to present one, maybe it is true, maybe it is wrong or right, Gurudev will decide. I just want to present my point of view on this, that why we should accept Radharani's word, that as Haridas was there, why we should accept. The reason is, Krishna, although is Vishaya Vigraha, he is also Vaisa. Krishna although is Vishaya Vigraha, but although he is Vishaya Vigraha, Krishna cannot give his own service to anyone because he is Vishaya Vigraha. What this he has himself, Krishna doesn't know this. Krishna cannot give this bhakti. That is why our Srila Vishnu Sadhguru Thakur is saying one reason. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna himself is saying these words. Krishna said, I always walk behind my devotees. I follow my devotees. Why? Because when devotees walk, their dust goes up in the air from their feet. Then when this dust falls on my head, then I want to purify myself. Some devotee asks him, are you impure or are you indebted? The one says, yes, I have taken so much from the devotees that I have becoming indebted to them because the devotees are serving me. And when I become satisfied towards the gopis, oh, you have served them from the ways. Napareham. I cannot pay your debt. Let the gopis. Oh, I want to give you something in exchange. But the Gaju Gopis say, oh Shantanda, if you want to give us something, then just give us the service of the Lord's feet. The devotees say, Nadanam 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 They do not want anything, my devotees. Only they want my service. If only my service you want, then I become more and more indebted. So I become absolutely indebted to my devotee. How can I keep myself from this debt? One thing, if I walk behind my devotee, the dust which is falling from their feet, maybe I become a little free of that debt. So Krishna Chakrabarti Thakur is describing. It is beautiful that although he is Lord, Bhagavan himself, personified Rath he is, but still, why does he want this? Why does he want the death of his devotee's feet? Bhagavan is saying that I am Vishaya Vigraha. As being Vishaya Vigraha, what Rath I have, what I don't know this myself. This is known to the devotees. The devotees know about this. The devotees know this. I can only find this out by the mercy of the devotees. It is described that the strength of sadhana means of attaining bhakti is only one the dust of the devotee's feet, one their sadhamrit and one the remnant or sadhamrit or the remnant. Only these three things can give bhakti. So Krishna is thinking, these three things can give bhakti. By the devotee's feet, I can attain bhakti. Krishna is thinking, if I walk behind the devotee, when the dust from the feet falls on my head, this will give me bhakti. And through this bhakti, whatever rasa that I am personified, I am Atul Rasamrita Murti and I will be able to taste it. So Krishna himself, although he is Bhagavan himself, when he went to Goloka Vrindavan in Nikunj, he is thinking, although I am Rasa Swarup, I calculated all rush. But one thing is completely beyond my intelligence. That is Radha Prana Mahima. The glories of Radha Rani is perfection to us. That's why he came here taking Radha Rani's complexion and moods. And then he made Raya Ramanan as his guru. And from there, he is getting the lessons of fame. But now, in his Giriraj, we accept it as guru. Or a devotee, accepted as a guru, as a devotee. What Mahaprabhu has described, Radharani Bhakti is describing, that he is Haridas Varya, then he can provide us Krishna fame. This is, I've just added some, now, we will reconcile whether what I speak is right or wrong. So this name of the place is Giriraj Govardhan. This name itself is indicating its glory. Giriraj means, Giri means mountain, Raj means the king. He is king of the mountains in two ways. In one form, his name is Giriraj, the king of mountains. We were hearing this today. This height of Giriraj is 64 miles. All the mountains that there are, the highest are considered to be the Himalayas. Higher than those is Giriraj. During Mahaprabhu's time it is described, when the sun used to set, its shadow used to fall in Mathura, it used to be so tall, so high. So, in another form, every mountain has a form. But what is the form of Giriraj? In one form, when Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, they perform these austerities to Radha and Krishna when they became satisfied. What do you want? Now we want your service of your lotus feet. We can give us an opportunity to serve you as strong. They are thinking, even if you take in birth as strong and if you attain the service of the Lord, then our life is successful. And Shankar himself became Nandagaon, Brahma became Brahmachal or Bastana, and Bhagwan Vishnu himself became this Giriraj Govardhan. So this Giriraj means it is Vishnu himself, the presiding deity of this Giriraj, Krishna himself, the presiding deity, and also Shri Haridasi as Govardhan. Go means the senses. What do you mean? Which, so, you heard yesterday that Giriraj, in various ways, he had satisfied the senses of the Lord, but especially when Giriraj lifted up this Govardhan Hill. His Rasa Lila is the topmost of his pastime. He's thinking how to perform this Rasa dance. Krishna is thinking how to attack the gopis' mind. So I have to attack them in some way. So when he lifted up this Giriraj, all the great gopis, they came there. And then they saw the influence of Krishna. Just like an elephant would pick up a lotus flower. Krishna is holding this Giriraj. And Braj gopis, when they saw this prowess of Krishna, they became very attracted to him. Now, of course, all his desires were fulfilled because he wanted to perform Rasa dance with the gopis. So this Rasa dance, which satisfies Krishna completely, in this way he has satisfied the senses of the Lord. Whatever I have heard from Gurudev, if I committed some mistake, Gurudev will correct me. Madhav Maharaj raising hand and objection looks like. Even Rasaran Prabhu said that yesterday you described that he is Haridas Varya. Shriman Mahaprabhu accepted him as Krishna. Rani herself is saying that she is Haridas Varya or she is Haridasi. It is Haridas, Haridasi or Krishna. Up till now we have heard that she is Haridas Varya and also Krishna. But Rasana Prabhu has given this point of view that she is Haridasi. If she would not be given Haridasi, then why we are sending home? Oh my God, we are using these words because how come it is Dasu? This is my question to Rasana Prabhu. He should answer this. Why it's not being used ring-cling drinking is used for females. And the devotees, in Bhagavad Samrita is written, five types of devotees are described there. In the end, it is described, this Premasur bhakt is described till Uddhav. And the devotees are not described beyond this. But person like Uddhav, where did he take shelter of? What place to attain gopi prem? If she was not a dasi, what? One doesn't have, it cannot give the same thing to the other. So to attain that prem, Raghunadas Goswami, Rasmanjari Sanatana Goswami, they all desire to say, they say that Nij Nikat Dhyanase, to taste this. He described that Rasik Varra means he is the topmost and wants all the Rasik devotees. He doesn't have this rush in him, then how can he give this rush? So it's true that she is Haji Dasya. And also, you said that Bhagwan Vishnu is the mountain. In mountain form, he has come here. Where is described that? This is give evidence from the Puranas. If you accept Hari Dasi, Krishna. So the Sakas are also wandering over mountains, and how is he dancing on this mountain? In Bharatana Prabhu tribe, in one time, he liberated first and can expand himself into many, like Raghunadas Goswami, in Krishna's service, Rati Manjari, and in Mahaprabhu's seva, he is himself Raghunadas Goswami. Sri Raya Ramanand. He is expanded himself into five as Arjuna Sati, another form as Arjun, as third form Vishaka, fourth form as Lalita also he has some portion. So, what can we call him then? In a liberated state, and if our intelligence doesn't work, we should close our intelligence and we should take the words, accept the words of Gurudev, the Guru word. Madhav Maharaj is again saying, why you are chanting this mantra in the male form? Why don't you chant A? Gurudev, Ramdhani Prabhu is saying, Gurudev is in the male form, he chants in the male form and internally he is Manjari. Like that. This own word, you see, so let's stop the argument. Now we have. Padmanabh Maharaj speaking. Now listen one thing.
Oh,
1 minute, we'll listen. Vitthalji prayed for Krishna with these words. So he has prayed to Krishna. O Krishna, your beloved Srimati Radhaji, make her my maid servant. Can Krishna give this benediction or no? Can he or no? I'm asking. Madhav Maharaj, I'm asking you. Can he?
Tell me clearly.
You tell me clearly, yes or no?
So
Radhika Dashi is Krishna, it means if he can give, then how he will give? Try to understand. You said that he can give only Dasi Bhav when he himself is Dasi. So is Krishna Radhika Ji is Dasi? So try to understand this. That Giriraj Ji also similarly, although maybe not Dasi, but he can give the benediction of a Dasi. But he is saying, what is the difference between Haridas and Haridasi Gurudev? Let us call Krishna as Krishna and Mahaprabhu as Mahaprabhi. The movement of the word, Sanatana Goswami Ji has described like this, that don't be obstinate, try to understand, don't be stubborn. All right, Guru Dev says, you are right, happy?
And secondly, I offer my equal number of pranams at my Shraddha Pushpanjali for the lotus feet of my beloved Deeksha Gurudev. Sincerely love Krishna, Vishnu Pada, Stokas, and the Shishima Bhakti Raksha, Shri Pada, Swami Maharaj. Now, all Vishnu Pada, Pastokas, and the Shishima Bhakti Raksha, and the Rayan, and Swami Maharaj. And to the lotus feet of all my Uttaruka, Uttaruka, to all the Gaudiya, Vijandi, Sanyasyan, to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, fortunate souls, who have come here to worship Sri Giriyas Govardhan under the guidance of our beloved Guru Dev Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Guru Swami Maharaj, and pronounce to all. So, the glories of Sri Giriyas Govardhan are actually inconceivable. Actually, they are achintya. Because Sri Giriyas Govardhan is not of this material world. He cannot be conceived of by the gross material senses, nor by the mind, nor by the intelligence, which is made of gross matter. Sri Giriyas Govardhan is a transcendental personality who is situated in the topmost transcendental dham, and she dwells on the dham, which is not just a holy kirtan on this planet, a holy place of pilgrimage, but it is actually the very abode, the transcendental eternal dhamma, the abode of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna Chandra. So, that eternal abode is manifested here on the mundane plane for the benefit of the conditioned souls here in the material world who have no touch with transcendence. So, Bhagavan is called this verse, Bhagavan Sri Krishna Chandra, in order to reclaim all lost souls who have forgotten their eternal relationship with Him. He manifests His divine abode in this material world. When He descends here personally, He manifests His abode by His internal potency, Yoga Maya. And all of His associates from the transcendental world, they also descend here, and they sport with Him. Sri Krishna Himself is the supreme taster of rasa, rasika shikara Krishna. But He is also Parama Karunya. He is also supremely merciful. So therefore, when He comes here for these twofold purposes, to taste the rasa, and to give mercy to the conditioned soul in the form of manifesting His rasa-filled pastime, which by hearing, that by the conditioned soul's hearing, well, then they will become attracted to Him, and once again they will establish their eternal relationship with Him. So in this Dutch bungalow, there are so many holy places to visit. For this whole month of Kartik, we go under the guidance of our Gurudev to so many transcendental holy places. All of the 84 grosha of Sri Braj Mandala are filled with thousands and thousands of unlimited pastime places. 500 years ago, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his eternal associates, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and the Sri Goswami Church of Vrindavan, and to reside in Braj Mandala, they wandered here and there, everywhere in Braj. And they did their bhajan in different forests, under different trees, tasting and relishing and experiencing all different moods, all different rasa-filled pastimes of Radha and Krishna and their eternal associates. But they also made it very clear, especially Sri Rupa Goswami Pada and Sri Rupa Deshamrita, that of all the transcendental places in Braj Mandala, Sri Govardhan is topmost. Comparative analysis of the different levels of the transcendental world. Vaikuntaj Chaniko Varahma Dupali. Here he says that the transcendental spiritual world, known as Vaikuntajan, it is far, far beyond this material world, far beyond the heavenly planets and far below, millions of times more exalted. So that Vaikuntha region of Lord Narayan, much more superior to that place is Mathura Puri. Because there, Sri Krishna Bhagavan, Swami Bhagavan himself, manifested his first pastime in this Mathura Mandala. Vaikuntha Chaniko Varahma Puri, Tatrapi Rasuntava, Vrindaranya. And now he comes to the forest of Vrindaranya, the forest of Vrindavan. There, that place is superior. Because it is the place where Sri Krishna manifested his Mahatila, his Rasmita, in which his Anantavilas are contained, all of his transcendental pastimes contained there. But then higher than that, Udharapani Ramanat, Tatrapi Govardhana. Here, Giriraj Govardhana is considered superior position. And Srila Gurudev has explained to us why. Because in this place, Sri Krishna has performed the Rasa-lila of the topmost nature, in which even only his Nitya-siddha gopis are dancing with him here. And all throughout Giriraj Govardhan, there are so many pastime places, as we hear in the various ashtakams of our acharyas, that they are explaining that all the different caves, all the different crevices, all throughout Giriraj Govardhan, just like today we went to Gangadi, and tomorrow we'll go to Manasi Ganga. And all of these places are filled with the sweetest, most wonderful pastimes of Radha Krishna. By relishing and tasting these, our acharyas, especially our spiritual body, they merge in transcendental wounds of separation wounds. And constantly searching out, crying out, they were always wandering here and there in Russia, crying out, hey, Ram, hey, from the Devi, hey, Shalaki, hey, hey, Namba Suro, searching for Radha, searching for Krishna, searching for Lali the Devi, searching for Nanda Maharaj's son, Krishna. Where are you now? Are you at the foot of Giriraj Govardhan? Or are you on the banks of the Jamuna? Or where are you? So in this way, all of our acharyas have come here to Giriraj Govardhan, because in Giriraj Govardhan is the topmost place of all. Radha Kunda Vihati Govardhan of the days of Ray Vasudevan Kalamada. As we heard yesterday from Srila Gurudev, Sri Giriraj Govardhan, Radha Kunda, and Shyama Kunda are like the two eyes of the Gita. They are the topmost place in all of Braj Mandala. And Giriraj Govardhan is like the shining tilak on the head of all of Braj Mandala, the decoration of Braj Mandala. So this place, Radha Kunda, is the place where the most intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna take place. In Madhyan Lila, the midday pastime. And all of our charges have come here to relish that transcendental wound of God. So, therefore, Srila Rupa Goswami has made it very clear, and Sri Upadeshamrita, that who is there, who will not worship this place, सूर्य स्पष्ट विराट जो विरिद्ध देश नहीं मान कि देखी है सब इस समय इस एक्शन की भी लेगी इस समय इस इंटेलिजेंस they will be able to discriminate they will be able to understand the differentiation of rasa and where that topmost rasa of service to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani is available in the transcendental topmost place rasa vrinda so in three verses Srila Rupa Goswami has completed his essence of all instruction Upanishadvaita to teach us that that is the ultimate destination of the Gaudiya Vaishnava. I remember that my teacher Guru Srila Bhakti Rakshak Srikar Goswami Maharaj, he explained that that place is so high, that transcendental Radha Vrinda is so beyond and so unattainable by us. He even told that his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he used to say that I want to reside some distance away from Govardhan, from Radha Kunda. I want to reside in a place nearby, just some distance away, because I am not qualified to be there in Radha Kunda to render transcendental service to the divine couple. But my Gurudev, he is residing there. So therefore, I will reside some distance away, and from time to time, I will go there, and I will serve my Gurudev there, as he is serving the divine couple, and then I will come back. In such form of humility, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada has expressed this. So our beloved Gurudev, he is traveling throughout the world, the length and breadth of this world, and he is broadcasting the glories of Braj Mandala. He is telling all souls throughout the world about the glories of Braj Mandala, about the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he came here personally, how he sent the Sri Goswami here personally to reveal these topmost places in his Braj Mandala. And how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Radha and Krishna combined, only he could reveal Sri Radha Krishna and Shyama Sundar. Even that was not only for him. So therefore, it is not a very easily attainable thing. Sri Rupa Goswami is telling that the great sages like Uddhava and Narada, they are doing severe austerity. They want to also attain that benefit of Sri Radha Kunda and rendering service to Giriraj Govardhan. So therefore, Srila Gurudev is bringing us here to the foot of Giriraj Govardhan, that we can perform this Govardhan Parikrama annually, that we can pray at the lowest feet of Giriraj Maharaj, each and each of the Nivasam, they each Govardhan of Pum. Like our acharyas are praying, that O Sri Giriraj Govardhan, you are Haridas Arya. You are dear most intimate servant of Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Therefore, I'm praying to you from the core of my heart. Please be merciful to me and give me a place of residence nearby to you. Because if I am residing nearby to you, then I will be able to also witness those intimate, wonderful pastimes of Radha Krishna that they are performing on your body. So there is so much rasa, there is so much tattva about Giriraj Govardhan. In some ways he is Krishna tattva. In some ways he is actually Radha tattva. Srila Gurudev has explained to us that Sri Giriraj Govardhan is actually manifested from the heart of Srimati Radhika. And therefore we also understand that he is Haridasi Bharata, because he is witnessing the most intimate pastimes that cannot be witnessed by any male personality. So therefore, Sri Gurudev is actually revealing the glories of Braj Mandala, the glories of Giri Govardhan. He has established for all the world this beautiful Giriraj Govardhan Gaudiya. If anyone comes here, they cannot avoid tasting the moons of Govardhan, the moons of the pastimes that have been enacted here in Govardhan. So therefore, we pray, just like the Pranam Mantra written by our Madhav Maharaj for our Gurudev, that he is no expert in narrating Sri Krishna. Sri Krishna Vila, Kamalesh Vidaksham, O गौर्यवान गौर्यनश्रियुक्तम् परम्परेण्यम् पुरुषम् महान्तम् नारायणम् तम् शिरसा नमामि. So we are offering our Ramadan Pranam to the Lotus Feet. अरे इतना सीधा पूरा तो हम बच्ची का बंद करो, इससे बड़ा भी पैदा हो रहा है, इसका तो पूरा बंद करो. So we are offering our Pranam at the Lotus Feet of our Srila Gurudev for mercifully bringing us here, especially year after year, and giving us this golden opportunity in our human form of life to attain the blessings of Giriraj Govardhan. We are praying at the Lotus Feet of our Gurudev that we can have no other desire, because Srila Gurudev said, Giriraj Maharaj knows every desire in everyone's heart. He is all-knowing, omniscient. So if you really want only Radha Dasya as service to the Lotus Feet of Srimati Radhika, then Giriraj Maharaj will give that. But he's waiting to see that if that is the only thing that you want, and you will not accept anything else, then Giriraj Maharaj will bestow that upon us. So the glories of Giriraj Govardhan are unlimited. We pray at the Lotus Feet of Sri Gurudev that he will bless us to be able to come here year after year until our last breath with the mercy of Giriraj Govardhan.
अरे भगवान तो कोई नहीं हो जिसका हैदरियां भक्ति बंद करा दे. हमारे मनुवासी कोई नहीं हो हैदरियां भक्ति बंद करा दे.
Today is known as Mom Republic. You can light some lamps in the temple. Until tomorrow will be the real big Republic, what we know as Amavasya, the Black Moon Night. And within the Giriraj, there is Mukharavin and Manashi Ganga. Amongst Manasi and Manasi Ganga is Giriraj Govardhan is surrounding it. The rule is, general practice is that they light lamps at Manasi Ganga, offering to Giriraj Govardhan at the banks of Manasi Ganga. Tomorrow, we will finish our discourses. Tomorrow a little early, say around 5:30, or maybe around 6, maybe we'll finish, around 6. We'll finish our lecture in the evening at 6, and we will go proceed towards Manasi Ganga. There we will light everywhere, on the temple, on the altar, everywhere. We'll light some lamps, and day after tomorrow is Pratipada or Annakoot. On this, Indra Puja was performed, where Krishna performed his Giriraj Puja. Govardhan. Go means the cows. Go also the senses. Go are the
go
gopis. He nourishes them. Highlight them. This is Giriraj Govardhan. It is very lush green. Manasi Ganga, Kusum Sarovar, Govind Kund. Everywhere it is full of water. These ponds for the service of Krishna. There are ponds for his Rasa Lila. In each and every cave he has performed his pastimes, etc. These are present here. So on that day we will have Annakoot festival. In our mat, we are celebrating with great pomp and show our, they say Chappan means 56. I don't know, maybe it is 156 or even more preparations, maybe 1,000 preparations we are making on that day. Everybody, all of you should participate. Whoever there are Bengalis from Delhi,
and
on this festival of Giriraj, Govardhan festival, if one contributes even a one grain of rice or dal or something, if he contributes even one grain, maybe someday might come when Lakshmiji will have to beg, but for that person, he will never see such a day that he will have to beg for. Beg for survival. He will never. All the time, Giriraj Govardhan will keep him happily blessed in this place. His storerooms will be always full of food items. So on this day, you should certainly participate somehow. Even as little as you can, you should contribute this day. Translation. Translation.
So today or tomorrow, so devotees from all over India, they know that by offering a level or going to yoga, one gets to know the offering to Giriraj. So tomorrow, we all motivate from the other town to spend more, especially going to yoga, they go to all the land for the pleasure of Govardhan. Who is Govardhan? Well, who increases the happiness of the world. Going to town, the center, the goal, and the goal. He expands the happiness of everyone by offering grass, water, cane, platforms, fruit, and everything for the satisfaction of Krishna and his devotees. Everyone from Bengal, Delhi, America, they give offer according to their abilities. Europe and other countries also. We should offer, it says, Chapman Bow. Chapman is in the 53 Bible. But even in Dragon, we offer 800 items for the people of Kia. So they wish to be offering at least more than 1,000 devotees. Anyone who needs anything, even greater than or 1 rupee, is begging his last 3 months today. The person who offers never to see the other one of the good, he will never have to beg. The other one will always see these countries in war, home, money, and grain. Kia! Kia! Kia!
कभी क्यों कभी कोई गिरिराज जी गोवर्धन की
If someone wants to contribute something to Giriraj festival, to Madhav Maharaj, Vandarati Maharaj, or Damodar Maharaj, you can give this. We will use this in the service of Giriraj Govardhan. Shri Raghunath Das Goswami, he is praying for the residents to Giriraj for the residents at his hotel. These words. Oh, very broad and high. mountain. There is nobody equal to him in height and breadth.
Himalayas
are considered to be the highest mountains. But compared to Girira Govardhan or the fortune of Girira Govardhan, the Himalayas don't have such fortune. What does it mean? Narayan is the wealth of Aishwarya. But the Gopal, Jaddu Gopal, you take birth in Braj, Yashoda Mother is binding him. It has unlimited potencies and best in these pastimes. Like similarly, this incomparable in height and strength. Among all these mountains, the king or the emperor amongst all the mountains is this Girira Govardhan. You please be merciful and give me residence near you. It is very dear to me to stay near you because because you have rested on the finger of your beloved deity, worshipable deity, Krishna, as an umbrella. And you have destroyed the pride of that Udana, our very pride, arrogant Indra, such as Girira Govardhan. O Girira Govardhan, reading. O Girira Govardhan, please provide me residence near you because the divine couple, Radha and Krishna, the divine couple, have performed amorous pastimes in each and every single case of yours, in every kunj. He has performed specially his very amorous and very light pastime, fun loving pastimes in each and every. Now the caves are not visible, but there are caves. Or there were. There were very many kunjas earlier. From Puchari, there are still some kunjas left near the side of Puchari, others are all destroyed. By this time, I want to become witness of those pastimes by residing near you, that when I will get that fortune, that I will have darshan of these pastimes. O Girira Govardhan, you please be merciful and give me residence near you, a place of residence. I should reside here permanently. If you may ask why, in Sanket, Nandagaon, Barsana also, there are also pastimes performed. Why don't you reside there? No. Why? Krishna's shila, they are like the thrones, the sakas, along with sakas, it sits on these thrones. These thrones are bejeweled, full of so many jewels. In the caves, in the fissures, on the top of the peaks, in the caves, Baldev, etc., all these sakas are there, along with sakis also. You, Lalita, Vishaka, Chandravali, with all the sakis also, you have performed so many pastimes. Who are you, but what is your benefit in residing near? Oh, if I reside near you, I will be able to have darshan of these pastimes. And then the desire to enter into these pastimes will manifest in my heart by having darshan of these pastimes. Reading.
Rakipara Kulana,
ओम गिरिराज यू मस्ट मोस्ट सर्टेनली मस्ट गिव रेजिडेंस नियर यू बिकॉज यू आर रत्निधि यू आर द वेल्थ ऑफ रस यू हैव द ट्रेजर ऑफ रस यू आर द फिटनेस ऑफ Dan Kelly pastimes. Here is also Dan Ghati is there where he Krishna extracted taxes from the gopis and Radharani. When I reside near you, these pastimes will manifest in my heart and because you are witness to all these pastimes. There are very many Shyamvedi. Shyamvedi means near Gwalpokra it is this Shyamvedi, this throne which is full of jewels, decorated with jewels. And you enhance the pleasure of the Rasik Shekhar.
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect and dial the Airtel access number again.
Near Haridwarji, where do you want to reside? Oh, if you will be merciful and you ask me, then please give me residence. Radhakund, which is near you, give me residence there, nowhere else, I want to reside there. Because Radhakund is very dear to Krishna, it is Radha herself, Radhakund. Understand it like this. What mercy Radhaji can give, the Radhakund also can give same mercy. He is also your dear Sakha. And also Radhika ji's expansion also. So, you jokingly sometimes embrace Radha ji. He wears Radhakund as a garland in his neck. And he is witness to all these Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Along with Krishna, whatever pastimes he is performing, Krishna, he is witness to all this. By residing there near Radhakund, these pastimes I will be able to see, or maybe sometime in another life, maybe I will be able to have entrance into these pastimes. Oh, Giriraj Govardhan, I'm praying from all your sides, or you also, together with me, you should pray to Giriraj Govardhan. This prayer is for everyone. I'm praying for you, and all we are praying together. Oh, Giriraj Govardhan. Give me residence near you because you having land, water, trees, the shades of the trees, you are enhancing the pleasure of the gopis, gopas, you are giving pleasure to the senses. According to this, it is, this Gujarat is famous in all the three worlds. So if I get residence near you, then from grazing the cows, Krishna will come to you along with Sakhas, and you will have amorous pastimes with the gopis. And I will have darshan. It will be so easy to have darshan of all these pastimes then for me. Leading.
Sabadavan Kuryapur Rupa, Rupa Chandra Kare, Kuryapur Rupa.
Giriraj over then? You give residents near you. If you ask, whatever desires you have in your mind, they can be fulfilled in other parts of Vrindavan also. And why do you require residents near me? In answer, he is saying, oh Giriraj Govardhan, you please give me residence near you very quickly, very soon. Why? Because you have Giriraj has a lot of honor for you. Picking him up by your hand. And in another form of his own, he is also protecting him. On the top of Giriraj, he expanded himself. So you have honored him in this way. That's why I require residence near you. If you say, reading. All the desires will be fulfilled in any of the past temples of Krishna. Why you want residence near me? Oh, from Radhika's own lips I have heard these words. Radhika herself has said these words that you are Haridas Varra, the topmost of all the Maharaj Yudhishthira is Haridas. Uddhavji is Haridas Varra. And you are Haridas Varra, the topmost of all the servants of the Lord. You are the topmost of all the servants of Krishna. This name that they have given you, the Gopi, is nectar. And so, you are the tilak of this bride, or you are considered to be the king of all the mountains. So, according to this logic, or according to this argument, I want to reside near you. Oh, Giriraj Govardhan, give me residence near you. Reading. If you say, you can ask somebody else also for your desire. What is the requirement of yours to ask from me? Why do you require this from me? You are the topmost in all the Sakhas, Sakhis. You are full of Radha and Krishna, all the Braj, living entities, males, females, everybody. You are worshipable for them. If Nanda Baba needs something, all the Gopas, Gopis, they ask to Giriraj Govardhan to fulfill all their desires. Krishna should be happy, they pray to Giriraj. If they need anything, they don't know Krishna is Bhagavan, they don't ask him anything. They ask everything from you. The lotus hands of Krishna, you have got the touch. He had to perform no effort to pluck you from the ground and lift you up in the air. And as an umbrella, you resided on the little finger of his left hand. You rested on the little finger of his left hand. You are the protector of the Vrajabhakti. Whom I should pray to more than to anyone who is, there is no one as merciful as you. That's why I pray to you. You have protected all the living entities who resided near you for 7 days. Otherwise, they are your associates whom you protected. I am just humble. Oh, you are lower than. You are very, very merciful, supremely merciful. You are an ocean of mercy. So this humble person you should accept and give me residence near you.
Reading.
A person as unqualified like me. Raghunath Das Goswami is saying these words. Please give me residence near you. Now this is the main reason for these words. I am very but Mahaprabhu has appointed me to come near you, go, stay near Giriraj. And he also gave me golden shila. And along with that, he gave me a gunja mala. Take it and you worship them. Satyanandan is your very beloved, dear. So protect his word, the words of your beloved. Satyanandan has sent me to Giriraj, so you should accept. You should honor his words and give me shelter near you. You may argue that Satyanandan, who has sent to you, maybe he has some cause. Certainly some cause must be there, or meaning behind his sending you here is nothing. He is causelessly merciful. So, O Govardhan, don't consider qualifications or unqualifications, disqualifications of mine. Please just give me residence. You are the provider of bhakti ras. You are the master of all the, you are the king of all the mountains. Whoever reaches there 10 times every day, he gets residence near Giriraj Govardhan and is appointed in Radha Krishna's pastimes and gains all auspiciousness very quickly.
You are very big, enormous, tall, and huge. No one is equal to you. Even though the Himalayas are also large, then the good portion of the Himalayas cannot be equal to the good portion of the Giriraj. Just like Narayana Bhagavan is very powerful, the Narayana Bhagavan can be included with his mother and bound by Mother Yashoda. He is even more powerful, even though in a very small form. Therefore, Giriraj, please be kind to me. You can become the Devastam Lady Govardhan and give me a place near your life. And Giriraj may ask, why do you want to stay near me? Devastam Bhagavan answered for the answer. Because you became like an umbrella, and Krishna used his own hand as a, like a handle of an umbrella to crush the fire of Indra. Then Krishna gave you a position to fear even to the demigods. Therefore, please give me a place in you. From all the Mother Lila, Kantare, Sajay Kavino, Gandhila, Sitamodam. O Gita, please keep me near. Why? Because the divine couple, Sri Radha and Krishna, have performed pastimes in each and every of your caves and kunjas. Even though we haven't seen them now, these caves are still there, and even there are a few kunjas remaining at Vichavikarota. Therefore, they have performed many loving and secret meetings there in your cave. I wish to see these pastimes someday. They will please give me a place near your side. Please give me a place to you. Why? Giriraj may say, I think Krishna also performed pastimes with Radhika at Sanket, Nandagaon, Parashana, etc. You can go and stay there. But Siddhartha Goswami says, no, because here you have used your own slabs and pieces like a jewel singhasan with very nice fragrance. On these singhasans, your sakis and sakis, like Balaji and the gopis, have performed many, many pastimes of you on them. Therefore, they are favored by their, you are favored by their touch. By saying to you, I can see you. or at least in the few days faster, in the faster, within my heart.
Why?
Because you are the cherished chest of Brahma and nectar, and you are the special witness of Krishna's pastimes of developing touch from the Braja Gopi. Therefore, Krishna's complexion and fragrance has even come in you. Therefore, sometimes we see Shambhavi and Rasavadi, different places where Krishna performs here. O Giridhar, you are Rasavadi Namayuro, you are the best of the Rasavadi Vaishnava. Giridhar has provided all these things for Krishna's favor, such as Kun, like Shavita Kun, Manasi Ganga, Radha Kund, and so many. You provide all of these for Krishna's seva. You provide the many trees which unite flowers like berries, canaries, kadamba, etc. And Rani performs pastime of feeding them. I wish to see these pastimes also. Hari Dai Prabhupada, Radha Kund, and Atma. O Giriraj. Giriraj may say, O Dhanaka Swami, when you can see the Hari Dai, why do you want to be with me? Then Dr. Swami answers, because Radha Kunda is like your own Atma. Indeed, you keep Radha Kunda on your neck like a locket, like a very precious jewel, and you always embrace that. Radha Kunda is both dear to Krishna. She is so powerful, she can even clear away Krishna's separation from Radhika. Therefore, Radha Kunda is your friend, she is your life and soul, she is Radhika herself. Therefore, if I did say you, then definitely I can also see these pastimes in the different worlds directly, or you can manifest the vision of these pastimes within my heart. Satyam Sala Sante Guruya Sekiraja. We perform all that of seva for Krishna and his devotees. Therefore, I want to say to you, if you did ask me to say, oh, there are so many associates in Vrindavan, you can pray to them for mercy. But Kedasa Swami says no, because you serve the Holy Krishna with all his devotees, therefore you are nowhere down. You increase the enjoyment of the senses of the gopis and the cow. Therefore, in a three planetary system, your name is most glorious. And when the gopis and the gopis come to meet Krishna Govardhan, I can also see those pastimes. Then Giridhar may say, O Dasa Swami, why do you want to stay with me? You can stay in Vrindavan and your desires will be fulfilled. But Dasa Swami says, no, because you are like a new house, and you are new pastimes that people form. Krishna elevated your position more than ever, such as Indra. And Aryabhati Sri Krishna, who is the hero of Arasura and Tapasura, gave him so much honor and respect by lifting him. In fact, Krishna manifested himself in another sutra, Giridhar, chapter 6, except the offering of the Vrindavan. So Giridhar can say that, why do you want to be near me? There are so many places in Mathura Mata. But he says, Dasa Swami says, no, you are the best Haridas, you are the best of the Haridas. One Haridas is Yudhisthira, Haridas Vara is Buddha, and Haridas Raja is Giridhar himself. Your name is like nectar, and you are the Giridhar from Braj. Just like when someone was to become a king, then you became the king of all the mountains. Therefore, I want to stay with you because you are the best in the service of Krishna. I say, you can beg mercy from other Vrindavanis? Krishna says no, because you are beloved of all Vrindavanis. You are beloved of the men, the women, the animals, even the trees of Vrindavan. All Vrindavanis love you the best, therefore you are the best of the Vrindavanis. Even Madhava Baba, when he desires something for Krishna's happiness, he doesn't ask Krishna, because nobody thinks Krishna is Bhagavan. Rather, Madhava Baba himself prays to Giridhar to fulfill his desire. Krishna experiences no difficulty when he is with you. In fact, his heart didn't get like an umbrella, his arm didn't get like a handle. He protected all of his blessings. Why should I ask anything from anyone else? Oh, Giriraj, you have so much love for Krishna, and I am most fallen, and you are a great ocean of mercy. Then, I am very crooked and full of fault, that's what Swami said. But because Mahaprabhu is very dear to you, and you cannot refuse the prayer for the beloved, Mahaprabhu has offered me to you. Mahaprabhu gave Janaka Swami as Govardhan Shila and the Guru Mahaprabhu. Because Mahaprabhu is very dear to you, then you cannot refuse the words of Mahaprabhu. Therefore, you cannot see when I am Yogi Dasamana. You cannot see whether I am qualified or unqualified. You have to accept the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you ask me, there must be some reason Mahaprabhu sent you away from Puri. And he says, no, that is not anything. The only reason he sent me to you is because he is very, very merciful. Therefore, one who prays every day these prayers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so that his eyes are fulfilled and he gets to say, Lord Radha and Krishna.
He is praying to Giriraj for
him.
In these words. Amongst all the mountains, you are the emperor, Giriraj. And
Krishna Bhai, Yashastra, Indra, Sahaka, Bhai Sakya, Bhokmanasarate,
you provided all the paraphernalia for you, Krishna, so you will fulfill also all my desires. What desire? Amongst all the desires, the topmost desire, rather than service. He is not speaking clearly, but this is what is included. The very delicate hands of Krishna, you rested here by the touch of Krishna, and you became ecstatic, and Indra, although he did it with thunderbolts, but Govardhan feels like he's scratching on the back. Govardhan, please fulfill this my desire. Fulfill my desire. Here is Dhanhati, Radhika, daughter of Vishwabhanu, is performing the fasting for extracting taxes. These sakis also have these pastimes, so please fulfill my desire.
Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, Kusum Sarovar,
there is very light, gentle breeze, cool breeze is blowing, and the flowers, it is gathering the fragrance from all the flowers in the forest, and the padam tree, the pollen grains from these trees, then the breeze is full of all the pollen grains. So wonderful is your glory, your beauty. Please fulfill my desire. He must be here also. The microphone has gone bad somehow. It's cutting at the microphone, but no power in the microphone. I think no more lecture will be, the power is gone in the microphone somehow. Tomorrow after early morning lecture, first of all, we'll go to Manasi Ganga, Brahma Kund,
Manasi Ganga, Chakraveshwar Mahadev, Sanatan Goswami, Bhajan Sukhi, Sanatan Gopal Kaisen ke husband.
We'll shuttle to all these places of Gurudev
Mahadev.
And then you will come back again.
Your call is disconnected.